calling the Cigna pre-certification line. Our normal hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. For direct admission to the hospital, press 1. For prior authorization, referrals, and durable medical equipment, press 2. For DME, press 0 to route to Evacor DME Image 1. Our associates are currently assisting other callers. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered in the order in which it was received. Thank you for holding. The next available advocate will be with you shortly. Thank you for holding. The next available advocate will be with you shortly.
Thank you for calling Cigna Medicare. My name is Jeanette, and who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello, good morning. My name is John. Last name initial is an alpha, and I'm calling from the provider office. How are you doing today?
Good. Can I get the doctor's NPI?
Yeah, the NPI is 10334249. 32.
Before we continue, just need to let you know that this call may be monitored and or recorded. Can I get a good callback number and fax number?
Yeah, the good callback number is 301-560-0843 and the fax number is 845-789-8015.
How can I help you today?
So I am a patient and we like to submit a request for a TMS procedure. So I just want to know the requirements and the guideline you follow for the TMS.
What is the CPT code?
The CPT code is 90867x1 and 90868x35.
90867 and 90868. And
what's the member ID? Member ID is 369-55065.
Verify name and date of birth.
Jennifer, last name is Nunley. Date of birth May 19, 1973.
Is this going to be done in the office or an outpatient facility?
It's going to be done in the office.
Diagnosis code?
It's M33.2.
How many units are you requesting per code?
So the 90867 is for one unit and 90868 is for 35 units. And we are not looking to start a case. I just want to know whether this requires authorization or not and if there is any specific form for the TMS procedure and the guideline you follow for the review process.
They do not require prior authorization.
So both the code do not require prior authorization?
Mm-mm.
Just a second. Is there any way we can get a written documentation that this CPT code does not require any?
I'd have to put a case in the system.
And after that we can get a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, just a second. Okay, can you please make a case and we can go ahead. But it will not get under review, right? Because if it goes under review, then we have to...
It doesn't need prior authorization, so it won't need to be reviewed.
Okay, thank you so much. Please carry on.
Well, okay, so you're calling with Nikki Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be done in Dr. Fox's office?
Yeah, just a second. Let me just recheck. Yeah, in doctor's office.
Okay. Alrighty, the case number is going to be H as in Henry, 252-311-48034, and the approval letter will be sent to the number that you provided me at the beginning of the call.
Okay, can you wait for a second because let me just confirm that the fax has been received. If you can do that, please.
Can I do what? I don't know how long
for
it takes
a
for these faxes. It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, if you can, 2 minutes, not more than two. If you can disconnect the call if the fax is not received in 2 minutes, please.
Okay.
And what's your name? Can you spell it up for me?
J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E.
J-E-A-N-E-C-T-E-N. And what's your last name initial, Jeanette?
T is in Tom.
T is in Tom. And what will be the reference?
It'll be case number, my name, and the date.
Okay, the case number. Okay. And so it is approved or it is denied? What's the...
It's auto-approved because there's no auth required.
Okay. So that's an authorization number, right? H25311840 34, right?
Yes.
For CPT code, so let me just confirm. I have noted an information given me. I'm just confirming the information. Can you please verify that I have noted down the right things?
Okay.
So for the insurance ID 36955065, for the patient's first name is Jennifer, date of birth May 19, 1973. For CPT code 90867 90867 into 1 and 90868 into 35, does not require any prior authorization, right?
Right.
And it is approved under the auth number H25231148034, right?
Yes.
Okay. And can you check my product is in network with the patient's plan or not?
What was that? I'm sorry. What did you say?
Can you check whether my provider is in network with the patient's plan?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just a second. So can you, before disconnecting the call, can you please refax the letter one more time?
It's
please.
Been submitted.
It is sent successfully?
Mm-hmm. Not yet. I mean, it's submitted. It has to go through a process through our system. It's not automatic. You'll get it within a couple of hours, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day, John. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.